start kind of organizing your dog. So besides this area that I'm looking at right here, there's the courtyard area, and then is that your garage?
The next building? Right there, and then there's the garage and all
the stuff.
Okay. And so, question, you can access your...
Did you see that Jesse actually chased the person?
No.
No.
We heard what was going on.
And I got her informed that she was at the Vegas thing last year.
Okay.
And she really wasn't good for her.
Okay.
And so I grabbed her and she got the dog and put them in the bedroom with us and I locked the door.
Okay.
But when I did come out to her.
Let me ask, has somebody talked to you about what happened yet?
Yes.
Have that, somebody interviewed you?
Yeah, they came to the doctor and talked to him, or to the what had you about.
I'm just more worried about there being two people. And that they said that she was chasing, because she mentioned something about me getting an
LP. Well, I didn't get a close enough look. I just heard somebody saying, I'm not going back to jail, I'm not going back to jail.
Okay.
That's all I heard.
Okay.
I didn't really see
the two people.
Yeah.
Okay.
The voice was low, it was kind of low. So
okay.
I just
all right.
It was a guy.
So nobody actually came through your house then?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know one of the officers got your information call already. Do you mind if I see your ID? And can you start, yes, please, and can you start organizing your dogs if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find out what they want to do. Do you mind if we come in?
No, of course.
Thank you.
Would it be okay to put them in the garage?
We might have to go to the garage because there might be some evidence in one of the garages.
Okay.
Maybe they weren't inside the house, and it makes no sense that, but the garage is possible evidence in one of the garages. You have the paper on it? Can you write her phone number down? Samantha, can you tell me what you heard, what you saw, how you became aware of it?
I mean, because I walk through my yard all the time, there were some people like talking and walking through.
Where were you at?
I was in my mom's bedroom, so like right here.
Okay.
I think her window's there, I think, so you can hear it going. And I just heard somebody, like, I thought there were two people maybe just walking through talking, because I could hear movement and talking. And then,
I
also we could hear the noise.
All locked in the bedroom, I can't get one of them.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you tell me which bedroom it is so we don't go in case we have to do it? All right. Is that the only bedroom over here?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
As
long as they're not attack cats, we're good.
Yeah. Definitely
not attack and Patricia, can I get a phone number for you? I'm sorry, so. Mm-hmm. So you're in your mom's bedroom?
Yeah.
Or we'll walk outside down. I'll talk to mom. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're in your mom's bedroom?
Yeah.
And what happened?
So I heard. Oh my god, I guess the cops talking. But then usually, like, when people are walking by, it just fades away once they pass that area. But then I heard talking stuff. It sounded like more like a conversation. And I'm not super observant about motion. But I think my mom realized something was going on more, so she looked panicked, so we both looked out to the courtyard area.
From where I just said.
So we were looking from the hallway.
The hallway, okay?
Area,
yeah.
And then there's some kind of doors that we can see.
Okay, right.
And right there.
You're pointing at white rocking chair?
Yes. I'm not 100% sure if she was, like, right there or right there.
Who was he?
I don't know. It was a boy. It was a huddle. Small, though. Not a big person. Not a cop.
Not a cop?
Not a cop.
Okay.
I want to say it was this.
Between the chair and the little lantern table?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not 100% positive on that, but that's what I think.
Okay.
And not, like, super huddle, but just, like, kind of, like, squatting down. And saying, I'm not going back to jail.
And did you see anybody else around?
I didn't, because I was looking from a little further back.
Okay. The boy or the person that was settled down, do you remember what they were wearing?
I honestly don't.
Okay, not a problem. And then what? So he settled down, you hear him say, I'm not going back to jail.
Yeah, I just kind of panicked.
Okay, it's okay.
So I just, like, went into the room.
Okay. Did you hear or see anything else after
that? No, that's really all I heard. I mean, I could hear, like, sounds, like, talking, but at that point, we had shut the door, so I just don't know what was being said at that point.
Okay.
I just heard a, like, loud kind of conversation.
Okay, and Samantha, when you were in your mom's bedroom hearing people talking, were you able to distinguish that there were male or female?
I
really wasn't.
Okay,
no problem.
At that
point, it
was muffled.
Okay. So would you say after you saw a little boy huddle down, you went to your mom's bedroom back again?
Yes.
Did you anything else?
I mean, I kind of just got a little, like, very panicked.
Okay.
And then I heard a gunshot, and that kind of just, like kind of, like, lost it a little bit. So I really, after that, I didn't see or hear anything at all.
How long do you think it was between you saw the person saying, I'm going back to jail, till the gunshot?
Maybe a minute.
Okay. And you said you heard a gunshot, was it just one, or was it more than one?
I just heard one, but after I heard one, I literally got a little hysterical.
Okay.
So if anything would have happened, I wouldn't have known.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Can I ask
one
more question?
Yes.
These items that are on the ground right
here? Yeah, my cats got here during the day, and they're kind of downfalls.
Okay, so those
that
ceramics are already broken?
Yeah, that was broken. The little water dish was already over, because
Okay.
I think it was just the chair, because the chair was just sitting straight in front of the window,
okay.
And then that door came up through in a different spot.
Which chair? The white chair?
The white chair.
Okay.
It was just sitting straight.
Okay. Did you go outside after you heard a gunshot, or after you saw the person huddling next to the white chair? Did you go back outside for anything?
Did I go outside?
Yeah.
No.
To that patio area? No.
Wait. Once there were cops, a little bit. I think we did walk out there.
Okay.
There were more cops, we did walk out there.
Okay, but we were here too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know, okay. Was Dad at home at the time?
No, he was at work. He called him.
Okay. Okay. Did you, Samantha, move anything from out there? Do you
know? No, I just literally, like, walked out there.
Okay.
And not even all the way to the end. I just kind of walked out there and I don't remember.
Okay. Did you touch anything else out there that you remember?
No.
Okay. Perfect. I think that's one. Okay.
So there's certain detectives that are in charge of this whole site. We're actually working for them right now.
Okay.
I expressed to them that there's no way, no how anybody walked in here, right?
No.
Involved. So
this
normally,
door was locked, and so was that door.
Perfect. So normally in this situation, what we do is we ask the occupants to leave.
Okay.
If they don't want to leave, then we have the right to remove them, right? But since I explained it to them and they said there's no way, what they authorized me to do is called a consensual search form, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you give us consent, we'll walk through for 2 minutes, realize that nobody was in here, and then that way you guys get to stay inside your home. And
okay.
I will tell you that
the only place that they saw, I talked to Samantha, they saw somebody huddled down.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, we can return this patio area.
Okay.
So we got a...
Right. So we're going to more or less keep this area here because we're going to process it for evidence, okay? So we're going to ask you guys if you could please just stay on the courtyard area. If you're okay with us just doing a walkthrough with you guys to your house,
Mom.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're okay with that, then I'm going to read you this form. So this is a consent search form. It says, members of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office would like to submit you to search Reverend. Is it for Susie Street?
Yes.
Okay. El Rio, Oxnard, California. For items related in the matter of 245 Sexual Assault. And they also involve shooting, okay? You have the right to refuse to give such consent, and the refusal cannot be used against you in court of law. That's really applied to you. You also can require that members of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office keep a search warrant before conducting such a search. If judgment decides there is not sufficient cause to justify issuing a search warrant. Having the previously listed information in mind, will you give us permission to search?
Yeah.
And then if you could just write your name and sign it.
And if you don't mind, you can read this too, and then also sign it for us.
So you kind of have your own area here.
Is that how it's supposed to do it, or do I know that?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. They have your information, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you could have that, those two can sign too.
Are the garages locked on?
It's locked enough now. There's a door in the back to the backyard.
Okay.
It's open.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that you can lock it there. So is there some more in here?
You can find out just in the front.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And can I talk to you again, Patricia?
Yeah.
Okay.